All right, we're going to take our Bibles this morning and we're going to turn to the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter number 23, and there are Bibles in the pews. If you'd like to use one of them, or you could just listen this morning. Just going to read six verses there, and then I'll start right into the message, and I'm going to preach about the two thieves on the cross this morning. Is one of my favorite subjects to preach on, is the three people on the cross. One in the center, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and one malefactor, as the Bible calls, on one side, and one on another. One thief on one side, and one on another. Verse number 39, Luke chapter number 23, it says there, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing that we are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Verse 44 says, And it was about the sixth hour. There was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst." Let me go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get into the message. Let's ask for the Lord's help. Father, we thank you for all that we've both seen and all that we've heard this morning. Thank you for the truths of the hymns that we have sung. We thank you that those are true. Lord, we thank you that we don't have a false hope this morning. Thank you that our hope is in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for him this morning. We pray that you'd bless this time in your word. Lord, I pray that you would use me. I pray that you would speak to each and every individual underneath the sound